And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes or so, we'll go over strategies to improve your investments and enhance your present or future retirement income. Now, last week, our topic was life insurance, and I got a lot of good responses from that from 30-year-olds and their parents or grandparents. But I was pleasantly surprised that under 40 crowd listened in. But for all ages, they're very interested in the topic of life insurance. So usually I speak more on investments. So it's a lesson to remind myself how important having the correct insurance coverage is for people from all age groups. So we talked about quick review last week, one private-owned life insurance policy is what you should have, maybe more. And we went with a $500,000 joint for both of you. And let's say you're around age 30, and you would take that insurance for the next 25 to 35 years. It would cost between $75 to $100 per month, depending on how many years you took. And the premiums would stay the same all the way through, and so does the $500,000 coverage or whatever coverage you had. Unlike mortgage life insurance, where the rates will go up next time you remortgage because you're older, because it's a new plan. And the longer you pay, the less is covered, only the declining balance. With your own policy, mortgage or loans do not have to be paid off. Your spouse may want to clear off some high-interest credit card debts or return your car and pay up the difference. This might be a few thousand dollars out of that $500,000. But the rest, he or she can keep for investments or other expenses, certainly, such as what your monthly or biweekly portion of your mortgage payment was. See, as long as the payments are made, you're good. It's probably a low rate on your mortgage. There are better gains made by investing the bulk of that money. And also, check around your house, inside or out. Do you see any family photos of the bank? No. Or any other lending institutions? No, you do not. They are not your family, and certainly should not be your beneficiaries. Credit card companies, car loans, and especially mortgage life insurance, the only ones who receive any funds upon your demise are them. They're paid in full. They're covered. You're supposed to have to find ways to continue paying your share of the bills without you. Your family and the family you plan to have, children, grandchildren, should receive your money if you're not around to receive it yourself. So often what I suggest with younger couples, let's say kind of a plan or an outline. Let's say you're in your 30s and you do a $500,000 term for the next 35 years, basically taking you to retirement age, 65 plus. And there's a lot of things that can happen. We all know when you're between age 30, there's a lot happens between 0 and 30. So a lot more happens between 30 and 65. That is the meat and potatoes of your earning life. So you try to invest enough to replace that policy over time, meaning how much do I need to invest to get up to $500,000 if that was my life insurance policy? I want to replace my insurance policy with my investment money. Here's the math. Say you're starting at 0 and you're going to do about $450 a month. That's $5,400 a year. It could be an RSP, most likely. Let's say you get a 5% return on average. Some years it's up plus 12, some years minus 2, but you never panic. You do it on growth funds, not GICs or low-risk income or too much imbalance funds. $450 a month, 12 months, $5,400 a year, 35 years. You start off with less. I can only do $100 or $200. I start off, but you build your way up to $800 or $1,000 later on in life. You've averaged out $450 a month, 12 months, and away you go. That ends up being $189,000. At a 5% per year growth, that compounds to $500,000. $498,000 to be exact, but $500,000. So by the time you're age 85, you've got $500,000. And if something happens to you long before 65, your spouse will get at least $500,000 from the death benefit. One thing is for certain. Coming 65, you'll either be 65 or you won't. The $500,000 invested is not a certainty. You'll need to invest smartly, growth funds, but no greed, no fear, and not low return funds and hope something might happen. You plan for something to happen. And the payout on your death benefit, it's not a lotto, but a replacement to what should have played out. So you want to replace your $500,000 with investments. Let's take a quick break and go through some more examples.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. at any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So life insurance, again, it doesn't really insure your life like exercise does or good eating habits or no stress or simply some good luck. It replaces the lost income. So one simple policy, maybe two. And so here's a client of mine, called me up about 3 weeks ago, I guess. Client of mine, younger at that time, now he's turned about 40 and now married and a couple of kids that he didn't have before, 8, 9 years ago. So he wanted a $500,000, 25-year joint life insurance policy, bought a new house. The house is around $425,000, mortgage around $350,000. And so he got his mortgage, no problem. He and his wife and the bank was trying hard to convince them they needed bank life insurance coverage, which is a fair question, but he knew better. So when we went to the house 3 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon. I do house calls right between, I think, in the middle of two football games, but we did our stuff pretty quickly. And we did check through the house, all three floors, and nowhere were there any family photos of the bank or the car dealer or even me, which would be kind of creepy. So the only pictures we saw were couples of themselves, pictures of the couple, their five-year-old son, and the new infant daughter. That is who your beneficiary should be. So at age 40, he was 41, she was just turning 39, $127 a month, $500,000 covered, joint on each other. If something happens, someone's getting a check for $500,000. Covered till age 65, their mortgage was 25 years. So it would stay the same payments all the way. They might keep the house years from now, might sell the house. $2,000 monthly mortgage payment. He played sports, quite a bit of hockey still, pretty active. What if he get injured? Playing hockey or falling off a ladder, if he get injured. For about $15 more, he added $1,000 per month disability. It'll cover him to age 65. Now, he can use that $1,000 to cover his half of the mortgage if he got injured. But maybe they paid off the mortgage early in 15 or 18 years. They sold their house. He would still be getting his $1,000 if he was on long-term injury. It's not just to cover the mortgage. It's their choice. Now, if he's injured for more than 6 months, the insurance companies will take over and they'll pay from there. Usually the first 6 months are covered by where you work. This particular policy took covered him after 4 months, so the $1,000 will kick in after 4 months to cover his half the mortgage or whatever they want to cover. So everybody, just check your own company policy at work. And most of those are covered 6 months, some even longer. Some have some great long-term plans. It always answers the what-if question. And maybe something has changed in your life in the last 8 years, like my client, who was single with no wife and kids. Different story, 8 years later, got to change a few things. One little stat to throw to you that seems very high. They say 1 out of 3 people by age 65 will be injured. Now, I'm 60, not injured yet. 5 more years to go, but 2 more people in my group, somebody's going to be injured before age 65. Anyway, so your life insurance covered at work, it's usually a small amount. So someone says, I have life insurance at work. Usually it's your salary. Sometimes it's up to $75,000. Sometimes it can be double your salary. But if you stopped working at age 45, never did anything after that, how long would it take you to rifle through $150,000? It certainly wouldn't last you till you're 70 or 80. It's not enough. So people are underinsured. It's never the most fun topic to talk about, but that is the case. And a work policy is about working. If you get a policy, it's a group benefit. It's something you've worked at, and you deserve it. Kim Cochran, by the way, from Assumption Life, will be here next week to talk about group benefit plans. So a little plug for next week's show. But back to your own purchase, your own private insurance. It's because some insurance companies, their plans end when you're no longer working there. We're not going to pay you if you don't play in the team anymore unless you're playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll pay anybody no matter what. Let's say you're 55 and we're downsizing. We all have that letter. Hey, you're downsizing and you're not part of the plan anymore here, Bob. Thanks for showing up the last 20 years. You can pick up your check on the way out and we'll see you. Your benefits are either gone or reduced and now you're getting close to 60. And you're not the same person you were when you were 28. And insurance is a little tougher to get now. That's one of the reasons you get a policy, joint or single, when you're young, 45 or under if you can, long before you need it. There's still options available in that 50, 60 plus range. Here's an example. I had a female client 2 years ago. She was 59, working for a company in Burnside, been working there 25 years. Group plan. And from age 60 to 65, the retirement package is available. But of course, the longer you work, the more you're going to get, like any pension plan, like CPP. At age 60, she should have got around $15,000 a year. That's paid for life. Hang in there till you're 65, we're going to pay you $17,500 a year. The longer you wait, the longer you work, the more pension. And they pay you as long as you're living. But it has a guarantee of 5 years, meaning if you stop breathing after 5 years, there's no more pension. It's it. We'll pay you as long as you live. If you live long, a long life, they'll pay you a long time. And those are some of the numbers that companies look at. They know that some people aren't going to make it past 70. That's the way it is. Some of you will make it to 90. Some of you won't. And after 5 years, the life insurance coverage may be over. So some places will offer you a choice. You can take $15,000 life insured now or take $17,500 if you don't want it insured. And it works out better. The longer you live, the more money you have. So the options are you can take the higher amount and the extra $200 a month it's going to pay you, for example. And you hope you live a long time. But again, after 5 years, the money would stop. And there's nothing wrong with that. So what she did, she bought a private policy. She was 59, took $150,000 coverage for 25 years, covering up to age 85. Any other health issues? Nope. Other than I'm being 59, that's about it. $150,000 cost her about $131 a month. Well, she's getting an extra $200 or more by taking the higher amount. So she could insure herself for $150,000 for $130,000, still get the extra money. And that what it did, it guaranteed that over the next 25 years, between her, if she lives long, that's great. If she doesn't, her family will get the rest of the money. Now, if she paid $130 for the next 25 years and didn't die, don't be disappointed that you didn't die. That's not a bad deal. That's okay. But it gave her the option. I can create more income and still protect myself because my own pension plan won't cover me after 5 years upon death. They get to keep the money. That's how it works. All right. So, and again, if the company, hey, we're not going to pay you if you're not working. That's one thing. We're not going to pay if you stop breathing. It's too many people we're paying for not around. Now, if your health is not good and you're near retirement, you're a smoker or weight's heavy or blood pressure's high or you've had strokes and the company offers you a lower amount on your pension, you might want to take that because buying private insurance at that age, at age 60, might be too expensive. That's just something you have to check out. That's your choice to find out the options, the what if this and what if that. And that's, the reason why you want to get it in your 40s if you can. So those are some tips or ideas to protect your lost income. And that is, once again, what life insurance is. The more income you have, the more insurance you might need. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So life insurance simply covers the current or future income if you or both of you are no longer around. I think you'll find by having one private insurance policy is by far better an option than the multiple little life insurance policies that only cover the lender, not your family. Term insurance, lowest cost, highest coverage you can get. We'll talk about whole life in another episode. Simply put it this way, invest over the next 20 to 35 years the amount you need to replace the life insurance, which is quite possible. For the more money you have, the more insurance you may require, but that means you have more money. So it's kind of like I'm worth, lack of a better word, so much today dead. I plan to be worth more later alive, which may be a good reason why your wife will want to keep you around a bit longer. You're worth more money later on. So I trust this information has been helpful. Things we could have liked to have known back when we were younger in school. But I think most of our listening audience is 50 plus. But nice to know that young listeners out there under 50, that's great. It's something that our children or grandchildren in that 25 to 40 year old bracket, it's getting their first house. You want to get them on the right track. As parents and advisors, give them that right advice. Get them started. This show will be on my website in a couple of weeks. Click on whatever topic you want to hear again. The website is yourfinancialdestination.ca. Or call, that's still the best way, 902-499-5879. My home office is in Dartmouth. My main office is in Middlesexville. We make lots of house calls, and we wear a mask. So I cover quite a range. So if you happen to see a masked man outside wearing a dark suit knocking on your door, if we have an appointment, it's okay. Chances are it's me. You can let me in. And nowadays, if an unmasked man comes to your house and don't let him in, please put your mask on first, then enter and help yourself. Almost. Thank you for listening. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.